Sarvam toi yathasthanam vibhagavasa shitimambasi tattejasya ado vayo nabhasyamum kanyakakshe dravam toi yathasthanam vibhagavasa Shitim ambasi tattejasya ado vayo nabasyamum anet akakshavam tohe sasthanam vibhagasa Shitim ambasi tattejasya ado vayo nabasyamum Matajis Anyakakshidravantoy Tasthanam vibhagasa Shitim ambasi tattejasya To vayo nabasyamum Khani The different holes in the body for the sense organs Akashe In the sky, dravam, the liquid substance, toe, in the water, yathasthanam, according to proper situation, vibhagase, as they are divided, shitim, earth, ambasi, in the water, tat, That, tejasi, in the fire, adha, the fire, vayo, in the air, nabasi, in the sky, amum, that. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In this way, according to the different positions of the various parts of the body, Prithu Maharaj merged the holes of his senses with the sky. His bodily liquids, such as blood and various secretions, with the totality of water. And he merged earth with water, then water with fire, fire with air, air with sky, and so on. Purport. In this verse, two words are very important. Yathasthanam vibhagasya. In Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fifth chapter, Lord Brahma clearly explained to Narada how the creation took place. And he explained, one step after another, the proper divisions of the senses, the controller of the senses, the objects of the senses, and the material elements. And he also explained how they are created one after another. The air from the sky, the fire from the air, the water from the fire, the earth from the water, etc. It is important to know thoroughly the process of creation as it applies to this cosmic manifestation. Similarly, this body is also created according to the same process by the Supreme Lord. The personality of Godhead, after entering the universe, creates the cosmic manifestations one after another. Similarly, the living entity, after entering a womb of a mother, also collects his gross and subtle bodies, taking ingredients from the totality of sky, air, fire, water, and earth. The words yathasthanam vibhagasya indicate that one should know the process of creation and should meditate upon the creative process inversely and thus become free from material contamination. Om ajnanti mirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshu unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah नमाओं विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 23 वर्स नंबर 16 ट्रांसलेशन। इन दिस वे अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिफरेंट पोजिशंस ऑफ द वेरियस पार्ट्स ऑफ द बॉडी पृथु महाराज merged the holes of his senses with the sky. His bodily liquids, such as blood and various secretions, with the totality of water, and he merged earth with water, then water with fire, fire with air, air with sky, and so on. Hare Krishna. So we are reading these verses, which is explaining how Prithu Maharaj, he left his body. Actually, this is not death. This is liberation. Death, you don't leave the body as we described here. During the time of death, the soul does not leave the body. He is forced by the agencies, either Yamdutas mostly or Devatas. They practically force the soul to come out of the body and take another body. In this particular case, there are no Yamdutas or demigods forcing Prithu Maharaj to leave the body. So this is not death, after which a change of body is going to occur. This is liberation, a yogic process in which by his own free will, Prithu Maharaj is gradually getting freed from the material coverings. Now Prithu Maharaj, he could just appear and disappear. He is empowered incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could have just come and just gone. He does not have to undergo this process. But here it is described in so many details that Prithu Maharaj undergoes this process. The reason is to teach general populace how to live life and leave life. How to live and then to leave. Leave the body. So one important thing we learn is that even Lord Krishna, we do things which he is not supposed to do in his natural constitutional position to teach others. So when we preach, we think certain things are not for us, they are for others to do. But still we should know that we need to do those things so that we are setting an example which can be followed by others. It's called being exemplary. It may be austere, it may be seemingly waste of time, it may be irrelevant, not required, but still we should follow these injunctions. So this process of leaving the body is very technical, as we are discussing. And this is very much related to the process of creation. In fact, one beauty of this creation, of this whole material world, is that this whole universe, such a big universe, such a big cosmic manifestation, is created in the same way that a small body is created. So even though creation of the body and creation of the universe are quantitatively very different, but the process is same. And that is the beauty of Lord's intelligence. He creates in the same way all the complete units in this universe. Even a small cell of the body and the universe of the whole material world, so many universes are there. So the universe of this whole material world, one universe and one cell in our body, if we zoom the small cell to very higher degree, it will appear like a whole universe. And if we zoom the whole universe to a very smaller degree, it will appear like a small cell in our body. So they are same, similar. Proportion is different, but they are similar. So herein it is mentioned that just as the cosmic manifestation was created, the creation starts from Mahat Tattva and ends with earth and the varieties of earth. So one should know this process of creation, which is same as when a soul takes shelter in the semen and enters the womb of the mother. There also the creation of the body of the jiva is same. Gradually, the ingredients from earth, water, fire, air, ether, they combine to form sense organs, bodily parts, senses, and the living entity can continue to reside in that body. And one who knows the process of creation is advised to meditate on the inverse process, which means last in, first out. What was created last is wound up first. Just like you pack a suitcase. So you pack so many cloths and other things in the suitcase. What goes last in the suitcase will come out first out. And what goes first will come out last. In the same way, at the time of liberation, the last variegated item from the element earth, which is created last, is wound up first. So this earth is wound up into water. Water is wound up into fire. Fire is wound up into air. Air is wound up into sky. And eventually the sky is wound up into Mahat Tattva and the soul gets liberated. So this whole creation is not something to be just rejected. This creation, the process of creation and the knowledge of this process helps one to get freed from material contamination. And that is the purpose of creation. Lord Krishna, He has created this material world from material nature not without any purpose. there is a purpose to it. And one who understands this purpose and lives his life accordingly will accomplish, will achieve the desires of the Lord. What Lord wants the jiva to achieve from this creation, we need to achieve that. There are various categories of people who experience this creation in a different way. Most of the people see this creation as a facility to enjoy their senses. And in fact, this has corroboration from our philosophy too. It is explained that when the living entity no longer wants to cooperate in the service of the Lord, but independently derive pleasure, then this living entity is placed in this material world and is given a body to fulfill his desire of pleasure. So this body has senses, and for every single sense there are thousands upon thousands of sense objects created by the Lord. For eyes, there are so many things to see. For tongue, there are so many things to eat. For ears, there are so many sounds. For nose, there are so many smells. And for skin, there are so many touch. And all these various objects of smell, touch, taste are created so that the living entity can derive pleasure. So with this understanding, most of the jivas, they work very hard to fulfill their desires. Desires of sense enjoyment. Desires so that their senses come in contact with sense objects. And when that contact is established, there is a sense of happiness. Even though this happiness is illusory, it is most coveted item. Everybody wants that. Knowing well it is illusion also, people desire the contact of senses with sense objects. So generally they are termed as sense gratifiers or fruitive workers or karmis, whose whole goal of life is to just enjoy sense objects. So such category of jivas, they more and more try to amass, collect sense objects. More and more try to come in contact with sense objects and try to drive happiness. So this is one big lot of people who do that. Most of the people in the material world. Then little advanced people are those who don't see this creation as facility of enjoyment. They see this creation as miserable prison house. And this also has corroboration from our scriptures. Lord Krishna mentions this world as Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Dukhalayam means full of dukkha, full of miseries. So we are prisoners. This whole material world is Durg. Under Mother Durga, prison house. And there are so many punishments, there is distress, there is misery, there is trouble, there is tribulations, there is discomfort, so many things are there. So those who out of long, long births of enjoyment, when they get frustrated out of that enjoyment, they turn towards this extreme. The frustration coming out of contact with sense objects makes them reject the sense object. Initially, there's a desire to come in contact with sense object for the purpose of happiness. But the same sense object plays a dual role and also becomes a source of distress. And we have experience in our life, maybe a car, maybe a mobile, maybe so many objects, or even food, which we desire to come in contact for our pleasure. But at some point of time, those objects also give rise to frustration. So there's a cycle of enjoyment and frustration. And out of frustration comes tyag, rejection. I don't want this. This is all misery. I don't want misery. I want freedom from misery. So this category of people reject sense objects. They don't want these sense objects. They live a very austere life, desiring liberation. They can be called jnanis, yogis, transcendentalists, some spiritual category. So even if there are sense objects in front of them, their only response is rejection. For karmis, for the first category, their response to sense object is acceptance. More than acceptance, they are looking forward to grab the sense objects. If there is a mango in this market, then the first category people will be very anxious to go and purchase the best quality for their family. And the second category people, as soon as they get mango, they put it in the dustbin. Because they already got enough frustration out of that. So that is rejection of sense objects. No more sense objects. Atyahara. I don't want this. Very simple life. No mangoes. No sweets. No samosas. Only roots, fruits, water, air. They are jnanis. The very sight or contact with sense objects, they don't like. So there are categories of people like this. Mostly don't stay with us. Stay somewhere else, not in the society. But they don't like all this. They perform austerities, penances, tapasya. But then there is an advanced category, the third category, who do not mind coming in contact with sense objects. And at the same time, they reject sense objects. They come in contact and they reject. They do both. They are devotees. For them, the sense objects are service objects. So even when they come in contact with a sense object, they utilize it in service of Krishna. So actually they reject the sense object. Krishna being the master, the proprietor, the enjoyer of all the objects, the devotees understand that this object belongs to Krishna. He is the owner, so he should be enjoying it. So that's called dovetail. Dovetailing the sense objects in the service of Krishna. So those objects which can be used in service of Krishna are not rejected. They are accepted. That's called yukta vairagya. And why? Why they are accepted? Because this object can be used to love Krishna. In the material world, the jivas can express their love to Krishna with the help of these objects. It is like if you love Radha Ras Bihari, then you cook nice foodstuff for Radha Ras Bihari. Then you clean Radha Ras Bihari's temple. Or you play nice music or sing nice bhajan for Radha Ras Bihari. Or you preach, book distribution. So many objects are there which can be helpful to express our love to Krishna. And that is required in the material world. In this conditional life, we need objects so that we can express our love to Krishna. Just like a boy getting attracted to a girl will bring a gift, will bring a rose flower, will bring a sari. No, nowadays sari will not be considered love. Something else. Somebody will say, no, he can just say, I love you. But then that are also words. That are also objects which is required to express love. Oh, he doesn't have to say, I love you. He can tell by I. But that is also there. So in this material world, to express our love to Krishna, we use these objects. So this is the advanced category of devotees, advanced category of jivas, who see this material world and the creation as something which can be used to love Krishna. So they no longer see this as enjoyment or miseries. They see everywhere how I can love Krishna. So as soon as they come in contact with mango, they offer it to Ras Bihari. My dear Lord, this is for you. As soon as they see some foodstuff or a flower or anything nice, even a mobile, even a laptop, my dear Krishna, this is yours. So that is love. And when a devotee goes on doing that with every single object in his life, including his property, his relatives, everything, when he goes on doing that, his love for Krishna increases. And such a devotee is already liberated. So there are such classes of people. One who see this creation as for their enjoyment. Two who see this creation as a source of misery and hence want freedom. And three who see this creation so that we can love Krishna. Now, there is another category of jivas. The fourth category. Beyond these devotees, those who see this creation not keeping themselves as the center, not that I can love Krishna, but that Krishna wants love from us. Krishna, He creates not just to give me facility to enjoy, not just to punish me, not just to reform me, not just so that I love Him, but because He wants love. Just like the spiritual world, just like all the expansions of Krishna. Why? Why do they exist? The sole purpose of their existence is because Krishna is Ras Bihari. He is a person and He wants all the rasas. He wants ananda. He wants enjoyment in all these rasas. So He gives this His own objects to the jivas so that jivas can give Him back. But when they give Him back, there is one addition, and that addition is love. Just like a father on his birthday receives a birthday present from his children. From where did the money come? From the father's pocket. So money from father's pocket went to the children and came back in form of an object. So when that money was there in father's pocket, he had some happiness. Money hai, paisa hai. But when that object came in his hand, he had much more happiness. Why? Why is there so much happiness? If there is so much happiness in that object, he could have already went and purchased. He could have already gone and purchased that object. He could have gone, purchased a better object. But when that child purchases and gives to the father, the happiness is much higher than when he himself purchases it for his use. And the reason is, with that object comes the love of the child. And that is what he picks up. So the father gives money to the child, and what he gets is much higher than money. What he gets is an object much higher than the purchasing value of the money. He gets love of the child. And that makes his day. In fact, that makes his life. For that love of the family, the father is too ready to work for 8 hours, 12 hours, 16 hours in Mumbai local trains, going up and down and slogging. He's happily doing it. Because at the end he gets that affection, that love from the family. So in the same way, being a person, Lord Krishna also desires that love. Not in the sense of selfish person, or in the sense of dictator or autocrat. That is his nature. There is nothing wrong about it. If somebody thinks this as a wrong, then he is already using his polluted intelligence to understand the personality of Godhead, which is not appropriate. So just as a father gives the money, Krishna gives this material world to his sons, to his children, so that they can buy some toffees and sweets. And the first sweet they offer to Krishna. And Krishna comes down in the form of deities. He has come to Juhu. For what? To see Juhu beach? He has come because there are people, there are devotees, who are ready to offer their first sweets to him, who are ready to offer their offerings to him. And he knows this will be full of love. So he comes in the form of deity, takes all the austerities of this material world to accept this service, to accept our agarbattis, to accept our flowers, to accept our lamps, to accept our obeisances. So this category of people, they don't accept or reject sense objects. They don't offer sense objects. They become sense objects for Krishna. So Krishna enjoys these devotees. Krishna plays with these devotees. Krishna performs pastime with these devotees. So they themselves become Krishna's sense objects. And Krishna sees them and becomes happy. He smiles. He plays. Just like in Vrindavan, Krishna plays for the gopis. He dances with the gopis. They say, Krishna, you dance, we will give you makhan. And he dances. And he gets makhan. Or Nimai Pandit, for some sandesh and banana, he will dance. So Krishna, he comes under control of such jivas, such great devotees. So see, this is the highest purpose of creation, where there is nothing but love. There is no acceptance, there is no rejection of sense objects, there is no miseries, there is no punishment, there is no trouble. It is just love. And when one understands this and lives life accordingly, that is the perfection of life. That we belong to Krishna. We are Krishna's property. So we should be instrument in his mission. My dear Lord, I am yours. I forgot I am yours, but now I know I am yours. So please accept me. That is what we should go and tell to the deities. Main aapka hoon. अभी जाता हूं कल आता हूं, आई एम योर्स माय लॉर्ड सो प्लीज यूज मी इन योर सर्विस, सो दैट इज सरेंडर. इन अवर परस्यूट्स टू मेंटेन अवर बॉडी समटाइम्स वी ओमिट द मोस्ट फंडामेंटल रिलेशनशिप ऑफ अवर्स विद द लॉर्ड. That's why it is important that we daily tell to the Lord, I am yours. That is called sadhana. We come early morning, pay obeisance, attend Mangalati, chant the holy name, hear Bhagavatam. So in this way, we get purified and constantly remember. Somebody may say, this is daily, same chanting, same deity, same obeisances. But it is not same. Like daily we eat same rice dal, but it's not same. It daily gives nourishment. Similarly, our daily sadhana gives daily nourishment. So we should not skip it, thinking that yesterday also I attended, nothing new, same thing. Thank God dress is changing, shingar is changing. So we should understand that. Even if it is routine, it is important. We should not get busy with other things and disturb this fundamental relationship. There was once a family, the small child. One day he was awake late night, waiting for his father to come back from the office. So his papa, very tired, sweating, he came home. The child opened the door. As soon as the father came inside, the child asked the question to Papa. Said, Papa, how much do you earn per hour? Papa said, was very surprised. Income tax rate bad gaya. My son is asking my income. But with peaceful mind he said, I earn $80 per hour. Next question. Said, Papa, can I have $30? The father got very angry. He said, this boy wants $30 and for that is asking my income? Just for some stupid toffee or toy, he wants money and he can directly ask the money but he's asking my income. So he got very angry and he shouted at the child that you nonsense, I am so tired. And you are asking money for such stupid reasons, you go and sleep now. So the child was so afraid, he started crying, tears in his eyes. He went to his bedroom. So this father, he washed up, he had some water. Then when he was thinking, he realized his mistake. He said, I should not have shouted at the child. Even if he wants some stupid toy, but he will come to me only. Whom else he will go? He cannot go to the neighbor and ask. So he didn't did anything wrong. Instead of giving him $30, I shouted at him. So with a repentant heart, he went to say sorry to his child. He saw him crying on the bed. He woke him up. He said, my dear son, I am very sorry. Take your $30. So as soon as the child got $30, he put his hand in his pocket and there was $50. The father got more angry. He said, you already had money? Now why are you asking me again? You stupid boy. The child said, father, I had less, $30 less. This is 50 plus 30, $80. Please give me 1 hour of yours. So then the father realized that he was working so hard for the child, but he was not getting time for the child. And the child doesn't want $80 or $200. The child wants time. In the same way, Krishna wants us, not what output we generate by our hard work. That is there. Part of maintenance, part of service, but what he wants is us. So we should surrender our life to Krishna. Rest all is secondary, which will be anyway taken care by the Lord. He is very protective master. He is very merciful master. He takes care of his devotees. So, instead of having secondary goals in devotional service, thinking that this will be used to please Krishna, like the father thinking, if I have lots of money, my children will be very happy in the future. But when they don't get affection of mother and father in the childhood, in the future money cannot survive them. They become hippies. They don't turn out to be good citizens or good devotees. They require time and attention more than money. In the same way, we should offer ourselves to Krishna, so that Krishna enjoys us. And that will be perfection of our life. That is the perfection of this creation. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupad ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we can take. Yes, Mike.
Hare Krishna, Guruji. Thank you very much. Very wonderful class. Guruji, my inquisitive is this. What is the difference between Jnani and Mayavadi?
Jnani and Mayavadi. See, one who considers Krishna as impersonal. He considers absolute truth as impersonal. Accepts the personal form as subordinate to impersonal feature and desires liberation is Jnani. So three things. He accepts absolute truth as impersonal. He accepts personal feature as subordinate to impersonal feature but transcendental. And third is, he desires liberation. That is Jnani in general. Mayavadi is one who accepts absolute truth as impersonal. He accepts the existence of personal feature as subordinate to impersonal feature, but does not accept it as transcendental. He thinks that is product of matter. So this incarnation of Godhead who take forms, they are actually product of matter. That is Mayavadi, because they accept Maya above the personal form of the Lord. So if Maya goes above personal feature, that is Mayavad. They also accept that these Jivas, they are also absolute truth, but somehow they come under Maya. So they practice some sadhana, they cross over this Maya. So because they accept Maya higher than absolute truth, they are considered Mayavadis. Okay? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. You mentioned that process of creation by Jiva and the Lord is the same, correct? Correct?
By the Jiva, not by the Jiva. Jiva's body in the womb is created with the same process as this universe is created. So your question is still valid?
No.
Okay. The Jiva, the Atma, when it takes shelter of the womb, a body is formed in few months. And when Garbhodaksha Vishnu enters the universe is formed in few years. So these both processes are same.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna, these liberated souls, where do they park themselves?
Park. Means?
They should have some space to remain, no?
Soul does not require space. Soul is beyond time, space and material modes. Getting my point? Soul does not require space.
See, when they are embodied, they remain in the body. That is the...
In the body?
Yeah.
In the body, soul is within the life air, in the region of the heart. The region of the heart is there and there are life air circulating there. There is a subtle body and soul is inside the subtle body.
So after liberation they will be anywhere?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Soul does not occupy space. Body occupies space. Mind does not occupy space. Intelligence doesn't occupy space. False ego does not occupy space. Soul and super soul do not occupy space. Even if space does not exist, these personalities can exist. In fact, Krishna created space. So Krishna was there before the creation of space. So where was he? There was no space for Krishna, but he was there.
Hare Krishna.
So soul does not occupy space.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
As you told that soul enters with semen. So how does soul come in contact with semen and when? This first question. And another question is that, like you said, first thing is karmis, then gyanis, then bhaktas. And then what is the name of the fourth quality of devotee like this?
See, there are various ways the soul can take shelter of semen. One way is the soul who comes from the upper planetary systems takes shelter of rain, drops of water, which come in the form of rain and come down. So these drops in which the soul has taken shelter, they enter the ground. And then a plant comes out of the ground, so the soul takes shelter of the grain. From rain to grain. And grain is eaten by human. So the soul enters through that grain and goes into the semen. Because then grain forms the blood and this. Finally the semen. Okay? Some souls, they go into animal body through grains or grass. And that animal also is consumed by humans. So they take shelter of semen. Some souls are put into the semen by the devatas or yamdutas when they come down from hellish planets. So there are various ways, there are various agencies to allocate apartments. No problem with that. The fourth category is also devotees. But one are those who are imbued with love of Krishna. And the third category is sadhanas. They do sadhana. They dovetail their sense objects with Krishna. Fourth category are very advanced souls who are imbued with love of Krishna. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Right? Like we have this Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam. That is surrender. But then we ask Lisa Va Padaratam. Both are devotees, but it's a very high category. Just like that. Okay?
Hare Krishna Baba.
Hare Krishna.
As you told us that if we zoom to cell of our body, that will be like a universe. If we make smaller to universe, that will be like our cell of body. So how is this possible?
Because it is like that. I have zoom pictures I can show you. This is scientifically done. It's already mentioned in the scriptures. You want to speak in the mic?
In the universe, there are many jiva, many rivers, many sea, mountain. But in cells, these are not.
No. These are not equal. These are similar. Similar means if you zoom, you'll find the same pattern. You're getting my point? Just like you and your photo. You and your photo, they are not equal, but they are similar. If you zoom your photo, you'll find yourself. Right?
You mean, is there sea, mountain, river in ourselves?
Not in the way what we understand as sea. There are water bodies. There are bulges. If you study present biology and they describe the cell, and you'll find everything. How, for one example I'll give you, suppose there's a foreign body or a bacterial body enters this body. It cannot enter, even though there are so many opening holes, because there are guards. It is just like a proper fort. So if you put a food in the tongue, why it is so easily accepted, and a small straw, when it goes inside the skin, it is not accepted. There is a full mechanism. You need to study cell biology. This is also mentioned in the scriptures. That the universe and the all complete units are same. Same in the sense similar. The pattern is same. The functions are same. The process of creation is same. You like a drop of water and the ocean.
You mean everything is in our cells but not equal.
Pardon?
But not equal.
But not?
Equal like universe.
Not equal, similar.
Yeah.
Like you and your photo, they are not equal. They are similar.
Thanks.
हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा।
आपने कहा कि हम भगवान को शरणागत होना चाहिए भगवान की इच्छाओं को पूरी करने के लिए, तो क्या हम जब शरणागत होते या मंदिर में रहते हैं तो हम अपनी इच्छा से कार्य करते हैं, या हमें जो सेवा अच्छी लगती है वो बेटर है, या कृष्णा हमें यूटिलाइज करे या हमारा इस्तेमाल करे वो बेटर है?
कृष्णा हमें इस्तेमाल करे वो अच्छा है, और जब उस समय कृष्णा हमको चॉइस देता है तो हम अपना चॉइस भी ले सकते हैं। ऐसा नहीं कि हम पत्थर हैं, भगवान बोला लेफ्ट तो लेफ्ट, राइट तो राइट, भगवान बोले लेफ्ट राइट कहाँ जाने का है, चॉइस भी देते हैं। तो हमें भगवान के शरणागत जब हम होते हैं तो भगवान की इच्छा पूरी करना चाहिए, अपनी इच्छा नहीं। भक्तों को भगवान चॉइस भी देते हैं, तो चॉइस में जो भी किसी का साइकोलॉजी है, जैसे भगवान ने ऐसा नहीं बोला कि सब लोग शादी करो या सब लोग शादी मत करो, भगवान ने ब्रह्मचारी बनाया, गृहस्थ बनाया, वानप्रस्थ बनाया, संन्यास बनाया, चॉइस दिया, राइट? तो चॉइस इस्तेमाल कर सकते हैं, लेकिन वो चॉइस इस्तेमाल करने के बाद कुछ नियम होते हैं। अगर कोई ब्रह्मचारी चूज करता है तो उसका कुछ नियम है, अगर गृहस्थ चूज करता है तो उसका कुछ नियम है, राइट? तो भगवान ने चॉइस दिया है, लिमिटेड चॉइस दिया है, तो हम चॉइस ले सकते हैं। जैसे अपने मंदिर में डिपार्टमेंट्स हैं, बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन है, संकीर्तन है, प्रीचिंग है, कीर्तन है, पुजारी है, तो भगवान के प्रतिनिधि हैं श्री प्रभुपाद और टेम्पल पर, उन्होंने चॉइस दिया है, कोई भी डिपार्टमेंट में जा सकते हैं सेवा के लिए, लेकिन उसके अंदर कुछ नियम है। उसी तरह सेवा तो बहुत सारे हैं, चॉइस है, एक चॉइस नहीं है, माया की सेवा नहीं करना है, भगवान की सेवा करना है, नहीं उसके अंदर चॉइस होता है। तो हम अपना स्वतंत्रता भी इस्तेमाल कर सकते हैं भगवान की सेवा के लिए, लेकिन सेवा भगवान का करना है। तो जब कोई गुरु के आज्ञा से सेवा कर रहा है इसका मतलब भगवान का इंस्ट्रूमेंट है, ओके? ओके विल इंडियर, थैंक यू वेरी मच। श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, हरे कृष्ण।